Mr. Chairperson, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you about an increased incidence of cancer among population utilizing geothermal hot water for heating and bathing. Sorry. My name is Aðalbjörg Kristbjörnsdóttir and I have no relationship to this closure. There are some studies on cancer among population living in geothermal areas. The study from Sigili found that increased incidence of all cancer, thyroid cancer, breast cancer, prostate cancer, and Hodgkin's lymphoma. In Rotorua, Portugal, an increased incidence of breast cancer was found. And in our previous study, we found the excess of several cancer sites among those living in geothermal areas. All these areas, all these geothermal studies rely on ecological estimate of exposure, and there were several cases involved. The most abundant are carbon dioxide, hydrogen sulfide, and radon is there in low concentration. There are also traces of heavy metal like arsenic, lead, mercury, cadmium, and chromium. The geothermal hot water is used for space heating, washing, and bathing. So when one turns on the water tap, it means that the geothermal water is aired and we get indoor explosion. Geothermal water in Iceland is not used as drinking water. Iceland is located in the North Atlantic Ocean, and the country is located on the boundary between North American and the Eurasian tectonic plates. And these are moving apart. The Mid-Atlantic Ridge is passing through Iceland, and that is the reason for the high geothermal and volcanic activity. The aim of this study was to assess whether years of cumulative residence in geothermal heating areas is associated with risk of cancer. This is a study on cancer incidence, and we are using cohort from census 1981. And the follow-up is from that year to the end of 2013. We did record link based on personal identifier with three registries. From the natural registry, we obtained information on health cremation from Iceland. From the natural cause of death registry, we got information on date of death. And from the cancer registry, we obtained information on cancer and histological type. Community codes in the census were used to identify those using the geothermal hot water since 1972, called the geothermal heating area. In these communities, the geothermal water is automatically piped into the houses. The hot water is used for space heating, washing, bathing, showering, in spa and swimming pools. We identified two comparison groups without such old geothermal heating system. The division into groups were according to the age of the bedrock. The warm reference area was on the younger bedrock than the cold reference area. This is the map of Iceland showing the age of bedrock. The younger bedrock is in the middle of the country, and the older bedrock in the east and the west part. This map here shows the division of the community according to the code into four areas. The geothermal heating areas, the exposed areas in this study, are in the two enlarged part of the map in the south and north. The cold reference areas are located on the oldest bedrock in the west and east part of the country, definitely preclude from the volcanically activity areas. The warm reference areas located in the middle of the north and south part on the youngest bedrock. The green area is the capital Reykjavik and the southwest peninsula, and these areas are not in this study. We obtain information or residence from the natural roster every fifth or fourth year. To follow the residence story of a person, we use the personal identifier. So if a person is located in the same community as in the census, we could add the cumulative years of residence, and we're able to classify every person in the study population in the sixth category of cumulative residence. We use Cox regression model in the study, and the coordinates were age, gender, education, housing, and age at first birth among women, and smoking habits. The cumulative residence category were entered in strata. These are the baseline characteristics among the geothermal heating area, the exposed area, and the two reference groups. There is not a substantial difference between the groups, which are not easily adjusted for in the Cox model. This is a Kaplan-Meier estimate for all cancer. The dotted line is showing the geothermal heating area, and the dark lines are showing the cold reference area. The survival curves are separately early in the follow-up. This table shows the number of all cancer and solid cancer sites among both gender combined in the geothermal heating area, and the hazard ratio of 95% competent individual when compared to the two reference area, and we have adjusted for age, gender, education, housing, and smoking habits. There was an increased risk for all cancer and these solid cancer sites compared to the warm and cold reference area. For these cancer sites, the hazard ratio were higher in the comparison with the cold reference area than with warm reference area, with a gradient through higher geothermal volcanic activity. This table here shows the same cancer site, and the geothermal heating area is compared to warm reference area without and with stratification of the category of cumulative residence. The hazard ratio for all cancer sites are higher when stratified on cumulative residence than without such stratification. This table here shows the same cancer site, and here the geothermal heating area is compared to the cold reference area without and with stratification of the category of cumulative residence. The hazard ratio for all cancer sites are higher and stratified on cumulative residence than without such stratification, thus showing the same pattern as when compared to the warm reference area. This table here shows the number of all cancer and solid cancer sites in the geothermal heating area when applying 5 years latency time. For the hazard ratio and 95 competence individual, stratification on cumulative residence were applied. As in previous calculation without latency, there is a similar pattern. The hazard ratio were generally higher in comparison with cold reference area than with warm reference area. The hazard ratio for all cancer, pancreas cancer, and concomitant cancer or lymphoid and hematopoietic tissue, include non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, were higher in these analyses with 5 years latency time than without requirement of this latency. To the strength of the study, we count the universal of use of personal identifier in the census as well as the registry, which ensure an accurate follow-up through nearly 33 years. As the cancer registry is a national-wide registry of all cancer and has Whittier complete coverage of and over 95% of diagnoses are histological verified. The information on the duration of residence was obtained from the available natural roster, also based on personal identifier. Ecological design of the study is a limitation, and there is a lack of measurement of the content of the gas emission and the geothermal hot water. The component on geothermal water may also differ between communities. This study, with longer follow-up than previous studies, shows significant excess risk of all cancer, breast cancer, prostate cancer, kidney cancer, concomitant cancer of lymphoid and hematopoietic tissue, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and basal cell carcinoma of the skin. This study confirmed the result of our previous studies. Positive dose response manner of relationship are between the risk of select cancer site and the degree of volcanic geothermal activity of the study areas. Introducing cumulative residence yield higher hazard ratio than without such stratification of residence. Thus, there was a positive dose response manner of relationship between cancer risk and the cumulative years of residence. For the future study, information are needed on chemical and physical composition, on gas emission in geothermal and volcanic areas, and the chemical and physical content of the geothermal water utilizing both those benefited from district heating service. And in the end, I'd like to thank you for your attention.
So we have about 5 minutes for questions, so if anyone has questions, feel free.
I wonder if you could have an
lung and colorectal cancer,
are
they
just low in your region? Why
didn't
you show that data? Lung and colorectal?
Lung and color. You're asking about lung and color cancer. According to the lung cancer, he was not high in this area. He was decreasing. And the colon cancer was high but not statistically significant. And we don't show it here.
Something more? No more questions? Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.